You know, you yourself attended the first of its kind, the raising of the Bulgarian flag at the Toronto City Hall.
Yes.
And you saw the people there, which was minus 15, felt like minus 55. But you saw how many people we got. Next year, we're probably going to get twice as much because this was the first time. And people didn't simply know about it. But the thing is that our Bulgarian community, and this is what I started with, is going to be the primary focus of our work here at the Consulate General. We try to find events, symbolic or not, which are going to be serving as a unification, consolidation factor for the community. But again, if I have to put everything in a nutshell, a very diverse, very energetic and colorful community, which I had the privilege of serving.
And I have to say that it was an honor to attend the ceremony on behalf of the NATO Association of Canada. My colleagues and I were thrilled to attend the ceremony, the flag-raising ceremony. The Bulgarian community is very energetic. As you mentioned, everyone came out to attend this celebration, and you could just feel the energy. You could feel the force. So it was certainly an honor, and thank you very much for having such a beautiful celebration for all of the members of the community.
I'm very grateful that you attended. Again, this was a pivotal, a very important event because it was the very first of its kind, and I do appreciate your kindness, your effort, your time, and your exceptionally dedicated person because it was really cold and you managed to stay until the very end. I'll never forget that, and I thank you for it.
Thank you very much. Consul General, Mr. Peter Krajcev, can you please discuss some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the work that you do?
Absolutely. Well, rewarding, it's difficult to define it because, you know, it's a mix of emotions, it's a mix of activities. But then again, when you achieve some sort of a tangible result, this is really very rewarding. But most of the time, I have to be completely honest, what we do think about is the challenging part. The challenging part is always, and first of all, this is time. There's so many issues that you want to deal with. There's so many things that you want to do. But the fact is that time is always of the essence, and it usually is never enough. Here is where I have to say, and I'm not complaining, mind you, but we have a very small consulate general. We have so many things we would like to cover, but sometimes we simply don't have the resources to do so. The thing is that prioritizing is basically what we do every single day. It's a process. It's a constant task. But the thing is that Canada is a very vast country. It's exceptionally diverse and wonderful, and there's so many things you want to touch, so many things you would like to explore. But basically, only in terms of territory, you know, it's very difficult to cover it all. We have Bulgarian communities in Alberta, and British Columbia as well, the Bulgarians all over, but those are the clusters and those are the bigger groups. We try to travel, we try to meet them, we try to provide consular services to them, but it's sometimes very, very difficult because you simply cannot leave the consulate general in Toronto without any stuff at all. And sometimes we are in the position to leave the building empty because we simply have to go somewhere and do some business. So the challenging thing in terms of technology, the technical aspects against staff, time, and in terms of cultural understanding, and again, I have to say I haven't faced any kind of obstacles that I haven't been able to overcome simply because I'm working in an exceptionally friendly environment with a wonderful consular corps, and wonderful Canadian interlocutors. I have to say, again, in conclusion, I'm very blessed to be working in this country because we seem to be understanding each other very well and we seem to be doing very good things together. I'm looking forward to our future common endeavors, and hopefully this is going to be the spirit and this is going to be the actual environment if we're going to be further developing our relations in the future as well.
Lastly, Consul General, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to the young professionals and those who are interested in perhaps pursuing a career in diplomacy?
Well, this is probably the difficult part of the interview because, you know, this is very specific, but I have to say something that has appeared to be true throughout my entire career. At the very outset, you have to make sure that you know what you're signing up for. Because diplomacy is not what it seems, and there is a great deal of misconception. There is a difference between the actual diplomatic work and the way it is projected in the public domain. If you strip the glamour and the common misconceptions off, what remains usually is an endless hours of exhausting work, uncertainty, a lot of risk and stress, a lot of effort which does not necessarily pay off at the end. Diplomacy sounds, the description I just gave you, sounds a lot like life, and that's probably because it is a way of life, a certain style, a convention, if you will. What is important, however, and truly motivating, is that it transcends any given individual in its purpose of serving the greater good. And yes, of course, diplomacy does take a toll. More often than not, you'll be expected to make personal sacrifices of all shapes and sizes. You will be tired. It will be hard. You may lose comfort. You may lose sleep. You may have to abandon your pleasant distractions. But at the end of the day, and still, if you're not utterly exhausted, you know you have this guilty feeling that you could have done a tiny bit more. In terms of advice, I would rather not give an advice, but share what I have been able to experience personally. And I have to say, regretfully, there is no universal recipe for success. But the very meaning of success also varies depending on what the individual is searching for. There are, however, universal virtues which I consider essential for one's fulfillment. And basically what I can say very briefly is stay true to yourself and think beyond what is considered conventional and mainstream, although this may be very, very difficult in the beginning until you build your own confidence and strength.
That's extremely valuable advice, Consul General Mr. Peter Krejcev. I want to sincerely thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. I also want to thank you for being very engaged in the community that you serve. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Absolutely, and since in the very beginning, before the actual interview began, you told me about your demographics, I take this possibility to say a couple of more things that I wanted to say, and basically this is the only thing that I decided I should say in advance. I haven't prepared anything because I wanted to be in this natural interview. To your leader, to your young leaders that are on the verge of choosing a career path, I would like to say something that has followed me throughout my entire career, and this is probably the only undisputed truth that I've been facing every single day. What I would like to say, I would like to address those young people and tell them that eventually you'll find out that your clean conscience and good judgment are amongst your greatest assets. You have to do your best to keep them clean and keep them sharp, because at the end of the day, when it's all over and you're left alone with yourself, you want to make sure that you're comfortable. You want to make sure that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you'll be able to see something that's not disturbing. You want to make sure that you live comfortable within your own skin. Stay humble, stay hungry, respect everyone, and be generous. You are where you are for a reason, and try not to disappoint yourself and the people who are counting on you. Everything pays off at the end. Be patient and always keep the bigger picture in mind. Work as hard as you can because your life actually depends on it. Your life and the lives of many other people. Thank you very much for this interview. It's been a truly pleasure and looking forward to meeting you again soon.
Consul General, Mr. Peter Krejcev, thank you immensely. It's been an honor and I certainly look forward to meeting with you again.
Wonderful, and thank you very much for having me. Have a wonderful day. All the best of luck and good fortune, sound health as well, to you and your listeners. Congratulations on the forum that you held online. It was truly a pleasure. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Thank you very much.